drink on me. Dun 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 Vogel show, dun 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 Vogel show, dun 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 Vogel show, dun Vogel show. Ba-doom ba-doom dun 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 Vogel show, dun 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 Vogel show, dun 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 Vogel show, dun Vogel show. My thrill with Donnie Vogel, big Donnie Vogel on KSTP.
Vogels forever, Vogels forever.
But somebody sent us some Don Vogel, what they call, rules of conduct?
Yes.
For the afternoon saloon.
Yes.
Who sent these, by the way?
Again, anonymous. We have a telephone. No, wait, we don't even have a telephone number.
What, people are afraid to identify the fact that they listen to this show.
It wasn't me that sent the stuff. I think they're afraid the material is going to flop.
No, they're afraid that they don't want to be identified with the afternoon saloon.
Oh.
Come on, people. Be proud of it, dang it. Gee, not that bad a show. I mean, I'm not gonna say I'm listening to that show. I'm not going to be identified with that show.
It was just yesterday I told my parents I was working with them.
Yeah, Dave's been afraid for like the last year.
Yeah.
He's celebrating his first year anniversary, I think, here at the station. And he didn't want to tell his parents. Yeah, you started right after the fair last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, Dave didn't want to tell his parents he was working here.
Cut out of the will or something.
Oh, man. Okay, the Don Vogel rules of conduct for the afternoon saloon patrons.
Number one, all visitors must engage in conversation when entering the saloon. Merely entering and ordering a drink before departure is gravely frowned upon.
Excellent.
Number two, any and all attempts at political correctness are strictly prohibited.
Very
offenders
true.
May be asked to leave the saloon.
Very true.
Number three, when speaking with the weatherman, visitors must begin all queries with the phrase, "Hey, Dave." To admit these words may result in loss of weatherman privileges.
Right.
Number four, requesting permission is not required before visitors stroke the proprietor's ego.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, the afternoon saloon is a footwear optional establishment. Ladies are encouraged to have bare feet.
Oh, definitely.
And number six, always remember to kiss ass. Keep it short, sweet, and simple, stupid.
There you go.
The bright spot in my day was listening to the Afternoon Saloon. I talked to Don both on and off the air, and I'm a former DJ from Vietnam years ago. I used to do the Good Morning Show. And as my final tribute to Don, I'd like to, instead of doing my Good Morning Vietnam, I'd like to give you one last yell the way it sounded in Vietnam. Goodbye, Don Bobo!
Doing a fine job, Mr. Slap. Well, it's about time you hear from the real Americans, you know, instead of Miss Manners crap. Scott, you're on Mr. Slob.
Yes, Mr. Slob.
Yeah, how you doing?
Pretty good.
What's going on? What do you want?
I was just wondering if I had had my girlfriend's whole family over and happened to be having an affair with my girlfriend's mother, where would I have her sit?
In your face.
There you go.
Yes, I just wanted to let you know for the salute. I'm giving a toast to Donald for all the great times he's done for all of us entertaining. I'm on the road a lot, and he was a good constant companion. And as a result, I am smoking a nice big stogie, and I'm sucking on a beautiful young lady's toes.
You okay? No, but I feel a bit of flu coming on here.
Well, good. Just feel free to cough in all of our faces. We like when our faces are coughed in.
Got a bucket,
it's
Bruce.
It's just beautiful. If you feel the need to vomit.
Oh, come on now. Now knock it off.
What? I'm sorry.
That's enough of that.
I'm sorry.
That's enough. We've taken this bit far enough.
Yes, we have.
And this vomit stuff, I don't even want to talk
don't
about
that. Don't mention it again, then.
Well, for Pete's sakes, people ought to know, you ought to know, that it's not in very good taste.
To say what?
To say that word.
What word?
That vomit word.
The vomit word.
Well, people, just knock it off.
People say
knock
it.
Knock it off.
Look, if there was a doctor on Owen Spann's show, a lady would call up and say, Dr. Johnson, my child keeps vomiting. And it'd be okay because she was on Owen Spann's show and she's asking a question to a medical doctor.
Yeah, but you're trying to make a comedy.
He vomits in the daytime, he vomits at nighttime. It'd be okay then.
But you're trying to do comedy with
I'm
this.
I'm not.
It's cheap. It's cheap. And the Minneapolis St. Paul listeners deserve better than that.
So if you're trying to make people laugh, then
don't
it's wrong to say the word vomit.
That's
but
right.
If it's a medical person, then you can say vomit, 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 vomit. And it's okay. Is that right?
That's what I'm saying.
Is that the way your world looks?
That's the way I see it from my perspective.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, buddy. I think laughter is pretty doggone important, and I'm having a rollicking good time. Okay? And if I want to say vomit a few times and people guffaw, I think it's okay, okay? Can I just say that?
Why do you keep asking me?
Because you keep asking me why I keep asking.
Oh. I see.
So, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong at all with yelling, vomit! So there. You have these doctors on. All of a sudden, people can use any word that you can't use ordinarily because they're talking to a doctor, right?
Well, it's...
They can use words like diarrhea, and it's okay. Because they're talking to a doctor.
Yes, doctor, my son has diarrhea.
You know, they can do it, but it's okay. But if you do it, if you do a comedic sense... Then you can't do it.
That's right. It's wrong. You're
wrong. Why?
John,
then they shouldn't use it at all.
Could you clear this up for me?
If it was in the news, if it was in the news, if, for example, McDougal said Governor Perpich had diarrhea last evening, then it'd be okay, right?
Have you got a bulletin there, Don, that I don't know about?
No, I was just pointing out that if you had...
John's usually on top of these stories.
If you had to read out...
Well, in this case, I'd have to be on the bottom, wouldn't I?
Yes, you would. If you had to read out...
Stop it, all of you!
If you had to read out the news...
Governor Perpich missed an engagement last night because of severe diarrhea, it'd be okay, right?
But if I say diarrhea, then it's not okay. What's the deal here? Right?
If you said Cal Ludeman suffered severe vomiting, it'd be okay.
Right? But if I say it, all of a sudden something's wrong with it. It's not fair. I'm sorry. It's not fair.
I am thinking of all kinds of things here, Donnie, but as a newsman, I can't say them.
I'm being discriminated against.
You cheap talk show host.
I'm being discriminated against.
Any laugh you could get, right?
Laughing is good for the soul.
Oh, gosh.
Oh. See, it's not fair. If people can say those words with doctors, they can say them with me.
Mr. T only wishes he could be a guest with Don Vogel on AM 1500 KSTP.
Hey, fool, this is Mr. T, and I want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day from one sweetheart to another sweetheart.
Thank you, Mr. T. Oh, yeah. Richard Nixon's dead. Mm-hmm. He died last Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about it, tell me about it, tell me about it, tell me about it. You know that Richard Nixon's dead?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He died last Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know it's all over for the trickster. Now there ain't nothing can make him uptight. Oh, yeah, baby.
Don Vogel's going blind out of my mind in the afternoon saloon. We thought we would talk to Mr. Nixon on the Heaven Hotline since he is now there. He'll be, his body will be buried Wednesday, but we know where his soul is, and we know where the essence of the man is, and so we have him on the line. So we thought we'd say good afternoon to him. Mr. Nixon, this is Don Vogel. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello, Don. Very nice to talk to you and all your fine listeners. Oh, that music stirs up my cockles.
Well, I imagine even at this point you like your cockles stirred. I know we all do. I'd like to ask you, sir, the big question that everybody wants to know when somebody does perish, what's it like?
Well, you know, it's a little scary at first, but you know, after a while when you get where you want to go, as I did, what they do is they call you in and they have a little talk with you.
Who does?
Well, you know, I can't say exactly who, but the heaven people.
The heaven people.
That's right. They call you in, each one of their new residents, and they talk to you.
What kind of stuff do they ask you?
Well, they ask you basically, what do you think you did wrong on Earth? What do you think you did right? And then they tell you what they think you did wrong. And, of course, you don't argue with them because you don't want to go to the other place.
I understand. So what do they say you did wrong, basically?
Well, you know, I was so damn paranoid. If I'd have just... I had this self-fulfilling prophecy. You know what those are, Don?
Well, yeah, that's when you believe something strongly and all of a sudden you make it happen. You sort of fulfill your own prophecy.
Thus the name, self fulfilling prophecy. And let me make this perfectly clear. I did that.
How so?
Well, I mean, I hated the media, and I thought the media was against me. And more I thought about it, the more they were against me. And the more I acted upon the fears that they were against me, the more they were against me, damn it.
So if you would have just been cooler, not worried so much about the media, about reporters, you would have been fine.
Why, of course, for crying out loud. Look at Clinton. Look at all the crap he's done. He gets away with it because he doesn't give a rip.
So if you just hadn't given a rip, you would have been fine.
Of course I would have.
Well, gee, I'm glad. It's too bad you didn't know that when you were on Earth, but...
Well, I'd rather know it now than never. You know, since I've been up here, interesting things have happened. I've gotten to know JFK a little bit better. You know, on Earth, I couldn't stand the bastard.
I know you two, of course, had your great run for the presidency together and a lot of debating, and he sort of showed you up.
Well, look, yeah, he showed me up, but I was sick. If I'd have gone on TV and said, you know, Americans, I don't feel well. If I'd have done that, if I'd have shown that human side, people would have felt sorry for me. They would have thought, boy, that Nixon, what a trooper. Talking to the American people despite the fact that he's got the flu. But I didn't do that.
Well, sometimes you just live and learn. Of course, in your case, I guess you die and learn.
That's a good one, Don. Well, you know, I think Jack Kennedy found a babe for me, so I'm going to be taking my leave. See you later, Don, and hail to the president.
Don Vogel.
Have you guys ever heard my bagpipe impression, by the way?
No.
It is probably one of the most stirring things you'll ever hear in your life. I do it by whacking myself in the throat with my fist. It's very painful, but for the sake of the Don Vogel early morning show, I'll
do it
now.
Anything.
Yeah, sure. You want me to?
Sure.
Hit it.
calling yours truly's brain. Lately, things don't seem the same. Oh, acting funny, yours truly doesn't know why. Right there. Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Hello again, everyone. Hello again, Howard Cosell reporting. One of us is an imposter. The question, which one? I say it's him. He says it's me.
Hello again, everybody. Quite candidly at this juncture, one is despondent over the tragic demise of the filly horse ruffian. So despondent I can quote from the poet Percy Bysshe Shelley, who put it so succinctly when he wrote of ruffian, "Sleep well, my equestrianic distaff beast of burden, as you are buried beneath the infield at Belmont Park. Sleep well, indeed."
You talk about ruffian. I'm talking about Muhammad Ali, a man who I've known as well or better than any white man alive.
You know something? One can only talk back. You use the low dulcet tone, Cosell. One who's constantly harangued, despondent over the tragic developments in sports.
But I always raise my voice, whatever, right there. That's exactly what we're talking about.
Well, I can raise mine, too. The place, Three Rivers Stadium, Pittsburgh. The event, the Pittsburgh Steelers-New York Jet game. With this man at running back for the Steelers against that man, the great quarterback of the New York Jets.
The New York football Jets to you, Don, quite candidly. One constantly is reminded of John Riggins, a man who came from the campus of Kansas University to some great notoriety. But right there, this was the game when he scored against the Dolphins. 44 yards, a touchdown.
I don't talk in the past tense. The point is that Riggins has had it. The point is, with the Redskins, he's a mere afterthought, so much so that they had to deal for George Rogers. I don't know how far we can go with this.
I think that's great. Boy, you do a good one.
Come. They told me. Rum-pa-bum-bum. Reason? A newborn king to see. Rum-pa-bum-bum. Good reason. Our finest gifts we bring. Rum-pa-bum-bum. Catchy, isn't it? To lay before the king. Rum-pa-bum-bum. Another rum-pa-bum-bum. And finally, rum-pa-bum-bum. So, to honor him. Rum-pa-bum-bum. When we come. The place, Bethlehem. The event, I think you know it. Baby Jesus. Knew him well. Rum-pa-bum-bum. I am a poor boy, too. Seeking a commonality with him. Rum-pa-bum-bum. I have no gifts to bring. Rum-pa-bum-bum. Except for my rare individuality. That's fit to give our king. Rum-pa-bum-bum. Rum-pa-bum-bum, not to be redundant, but rum-pa-bum-bum. Shall I play for you? Rum-pa-bum-bum, right here, right now, on my drum. You know what happened next? I'll tell you. Mary nodded. Rum-pa-bum-bum. The ox and lamb, look at them, keeping time. Rum-pa-bum-bum. I played my drum for him. Rum-pa-bum-bum. And ladies and gentlemen, I played my best for him. A rump-a-bum-bum. Listen to me. Rump-a-bum-bum. Rump-a-bum-bum. You know what happened then? A very touching moment. Then he smiled at me. A rump-a-bum-bum. Appreciating my immense talent, obviously. Me and my drum. He knew he was touched by greatness. Howard Cosell reporting.
I just wanted to get in on the last day of the saloon. I'm really going to miss it. I enjoyed listening to Don on the way to work. Don and Dave banter back and forth. And I think I especially liked listening to Willie when he came in for his visits and his singing.
Willie, come on in, bud.
And bo.
Yeah, Willie, I just wondered, you ever been asked to sing the national anthem anywhere?
Well, no, not really. There's a little bit of a problem I got with the national anthem.
Anthem?
It's some of the words, you know, some of the words is hard to, like, you know, hard to know.
Well, could you try it for us? I think a lot of people, Dave, you want to hear Willie sing the
I'd
national anthem?
I'd love to hear it. I'd like to see how.
Well, all right, then I tried it. Oh, say, can you say, by the down the loud, and you're proud that this day's on the that glass in the gleaming, who brought a dipole bright star to the peril something, and the ramp we walk, and you gotta do the thing, and the rocket bang day, the bomb by bowing out, gave proof of the night to that stuff. Something that was there. Oh, they love that the pain. Yeah, oh, they way. Oh, they ain't got the tea. Oh, yeah. And yow, mother bang.
The whole national anthem has outlived its usefulness anyway.
Hold on.
We need a new national anthem.
Oh, great. Badly. No, don't be doing this. Our national anthem is fine. I do like the Canadian one, though.
Oh, I know it.
I love that Canadian. Oh, pretty. Canada.
Our national anthem is so non-musical, and it's got words like ramparts in it.
I like the end of it, though. I like the end of ours.
Okay, we can just keep the end and change the rest of it.
Okay.
They could say, oh, what a country, we've got a country, yeah, great country now. Woo, America is rocking and rolling, what a great, great country now, and the land of the free, and the home of the brave. We could do that.